Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now, that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. The blind man, the story of the blind man. We heard something similar on Sunday. What's the difference? The one on Sunday was born blind. And Jesus went from Capernaum to Cana, where he performed the second time the miracle. But this time, Jesus went to Jerusalem. And this man was blind for 38 years. So we're not told in the other episode how old that man was. But this one, 38 years, a long time to be blind, to be carrying his mat and waiting. He waited that long. He did not succumb to self-pity. He did not say, "I'm tired of taking my mat and going to that place." He kept going. He kept going, waiting for when the water would be stirred. But because some who were crippled, you know, could see when the water was being stirred by God or by some forces, they went in faster than him. So, but he kept going. He kept going. Now, the Pharisees did not care. What did they care about? And they were so angry that he did this on the Sabbath. He was carrying a mat, someone they knew for 38 years. Blind, they could not rejoice. They were so focused on technicalities. That's a huge blindness. Focused on technicalities, not in the goodness of the human person. The takeaway for me, the takeaway for you, is that the Lord is never late. He's never late. He came through when it was time for this man. He is never late. At the beginning of Mass, I did a song, "Great and glorious St. Patrick, pray for your dear children. Great and glory of Saint Patrick, hearken to the prayers of thy people. It reminded me of my home parish, run by the Dominicans. Growing up, there was this metal signpost, St. Patrick's Catholic Church, founded 1925. It seemed like a long time. This is 101 years after that church was founded by the Irish priest. They came all the way and brought Christianity to us. So every feast day, we sang the song as kids. And it just registered. I just remembered it. Think about it. Think about the goodness that flowed from St. Patrick to all over the world. We cannot forget our own dear Monsignor Clem and many Irish priests who went all over the world. So today we celebrate with him and all those missionaries who came to tough terrains bringing the good news. God showed up for my grandfathers, my father, those days. He's never late. And here we are, you know, from the transatlantic, coming, bringing the good news, crisscrossing the virtue of St. Patrick. So we cannot thank God enough. Even though we are in Lent, I'm sure some people like to drink beer, St. Patrick's beer. But then we celebrate this man who did a lot for our world, bringing goodness, bringing light to the darkest world. May the Lord continue to give us enlightenment and help us not to be focused on technicalities, but focus on the goodness of God. Amen.